Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like I'm alive.
drum, please.
Here it is, the groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what habit is, the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spent all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
In summer. Oh, summer has clothed the earth in a cloak from the loom of the sun, and a mantle too of the sky's soft blue, and a belt where the rivers run. And now for the kiss of the wind and the touch of the air's soft hand, with the rest from strife and the heat of life, with the freedom of lakes and lands. I envy the farmer's boy who sings as he follows the plow, while the shining green of the young blades lean to the breeze that cools his brow. He sings to the dewy morn, no thought of another's ear, but the song he sings is a chant for kings and the whole wide world to hear. He sings of the joys of life, of the pleasures of work and rest, from an o'erful heart without aim or art, to the song of the merriest, O ye who toil in the town, and ye who moil in the mart, hear the heartless song, and your faith made strong shall renew your joy of heart. O poor world, worth of the world, if never a song were heard, if the sting of grief had no relief, and never a heart were stirred. So long as the streams run down, and as long as the robins trill, let us taunt all care with the merry air and sing in the face of ill. That was In Summer by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. This is For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we want to know how you feel about this. We are cultivating a summertime vibe and all of its creative gloriousness. I'm talking sweaty, dark rooms under a box fan or summer nights with good friends, fresh fruit by the pool in a sundress. Yes, you know, a vibe for the summertime, my lovelies. Bring your perspective to the air with us tonight. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You can be heard. I'm your host, Lena, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined tonight by my co-host, King Bradbury. Hello, King. Welcome to Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How you doing tonight, Queen?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Are you enjoying the summer so far?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm OT right now down here in Tennessee. But, you know, I'm different, so I'm getting used to a little bit, but I'm feeling good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
How's the weather down there so far?
Huh?
How's the weather down there so far?
Everything was cool. It's cool. You know what I mean? It's good money on the table.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Definitely good. Before we move on, I just want to give a shout out to our CEO, author Maddox, aka Serial Poet, and also to Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I'm Rocky Moms. How about you, King?
Hey, I got mine's on. I got on the flight with mine's on. Per energy. Modified Revolution.
I love that. That's dope. For sure. All right. Well, let's get this party started. Would you like to kick it off with a piece for us tonight?
Sure, I'll kick one off. All right, this piece is titled Summertime. She only come around once a year, so it's like a fling. My beautiful and unpredictable love who liked to swing. Her nature I always saw and knew, that's how we met. Ever since I was young, memories I didn't forget. There were points when she was hot in July and used to cry. Her mom placed on punishment any time that she lied. They said her father died, but later learned he was alive. With a lot of family ties, he survived all the goodbyes. Between the minutes and seconds, I clocked our moment. She said her time management was built off emotions. When her warmth was overbearing, I sabotaged our feelings. Got a 9-to-5 job working and saw friends in the evening. When her sister Moon chilled with us, it was such a delight. Blown with that natural energy, joyful every night. We all drank and smoked, cracking jokes about each other. Leaving alone her brother, he had issues telling their mother. Even snitched the summer about when and how to catch me. So I told her uncles Randy and Lefty I moved to Jersey, and that's that piece, King.
Yes, throw it down. You so fresh.
Thank you, I appreciate that, King.
I'm digging that piece. You spend the story. Can you hear me okay, King?
You sound a little distorted though, but I don't know, like your signal breaking up or something.
Okay, it could be my headset.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah. I know you got something in the royal chamber.
All right, yeah, I got a piece I can spit here. This piece.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Honey is a harmonizer. Dripping the manna of understanding, knees fat with satisfaction, plump dumpling, whispering something with little knowledge of the language, tongue clicks missed, redirect the messages as an ego chamber is what she's left with. Blessed be the resting beat of a heart for hire. Honey got the hallelujah and the hell fire. She's a harmonizer. Juicy mango, harmony thick like hominy grits. Green bruise, planting limbs, bottom lip heavy like her accent. You want more? She asked him. Asked him before allowing an enthusiastic visit deep inside her. She ain't a homewrecker. She's a harmonizer. It's her vibration that he needs. And seek her out like honeybees. She give him a little something sweet. Serve him up a stew to eat. Oil his beard and rub his feet for $40 and a little treat. With a wife at home and kids to feed, there's paradise in harmony and honey. Is a harmonizer, synthesizer of intimations, conversations with her shadow self. She thinks of you like no one else, a caress that makes the heavens melt, pineapple juice and ahi shells, soul eater, need feeder, lever of none the wiser. She doesn't make the rules, she just plays the game. Honey is a harmonizer. And that's that piece.
Wow. And you don't be playing around, do you?
Thanks. You know one of them. They out here this summer.
You already know. Here.
Yes, right. They are. Yes, they are. Oh,
yeah,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
I
that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know how you do.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that love. I appreciate the love. But look, how about we get out the way and bring on some of our callers? What do you think?
That's what I'm talking about. Let's just move out the way. Get the out the way. You know? Let them do what they do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
Mm-hmm.
First up on the mic, we have none other than Epiphany's own La Perla Negra. Good evening. Or did we mislabel it?
La Perla Negra.
La Perla, welcome.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure if you unmuted me or not. I didn't hear it. I don't know what's going on. Oh, man, y'all, I ain't right for them. I really did. I really did. I mean, I could do a piece, but I didn't write anything. I started writing something, but it's not. It's just like one line. I can't just give that to y'all. But I mean, I got a piece. It just ain't nothing to do with summertime, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not necessarily about summertime. It's about a summertime vibe. What would you like to be doing right now? Bring that vibration. You know, you know the vibe that you on. So however
vibe.
That.
I got real, real short piece. I don't know if this is summertime vibe, but I'll give you what I got.
Okay. I know it's going to be good. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This is called Celestial Gem. Ooh, y'all made me go way back in my archives for this one. Anyone can say this, but I'm not just anyone. I'll tell you this only once. This life with me will speak for itself. I am the celestial gem, which means as long as I see my soul bloom in your eyes, you will never have to apologize for being you. And I will never mask it. If you allow every part of me to love you, I will unlock all that is inside me. Have no fear of entering the realm of true love. I will touch your soul as you can understand what you found and You'll know within me lies your comfort, your friend, your lady, your woman, your home. And the glow of my smile will only brighten in your presence. I surrender to the magnificence of your being. All you have to do is give me you. That's that peace.
Yes, yes. All you have to do is give me you. I'll give you everything. Yes, indeed. That is dope. I love that piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Always with Pearl coming through with her business. Handling her business.
You are a vibe. You don't have to look for one. You are the vibe.
That's why I said that.
I claim that. I claim that one right there. Yeah.
That's right. Handling her business.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. We do appreciate that. That was dope.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you. Love you to death. You know what I mean? We're,
oh, thank y'all right there.
You know I do.
I know.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you go, you want to let us know what you have going on this week in Epiphanies Radio Universe?
Sure will. Okay, so this week I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.D. Now, y'all know how we do. We play around with the topic and tease y'all until we're ready to give it to you. Like you deserve.
Yeah.
So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. And alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Rob, the djembe poet, Marvo. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. So y'all come on by also on Saturday nights and get you some poetry therapy. All right, back to you, King and Queen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. And I'll be sure to tune in on Wednesday and alternating Saturday night. All right. Well, again.
Yeah, the King will be in the building broadcasting live from Nashville.
Awesome.
Oh, that's what's up.
Get
that Phil appeal, you know what I mean?
I hear that. I'm glad you had a safe flight. Touchdown. Yes. All right. That's what's up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Truly. Thank you so much. Well, La Perla Negra, thank you so much for coming through and joining us tonight. We always appreciate your poetic perspective. Thank you.
Well, it's always my pleasure. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That was real nice. I love the way
you
put it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Her pieces are always so empowering, and they're like part affirmation, part celestial. That piece explains a lot about how I see her as a person and as a spirit. Very dope poet. Thank you for always coming through and showing up with Perla Negra. Catch up. Make sure you catch them on Wednesday nights. The Erotic Love Zone is no joke. And Poetic Therapy, come through and get that therapy. It's definitely a good time. It's always a good time. For sure. All right. Whew. King.
Yep.
I'm ready to take another call. How about you?
Bring them in.
Next up on the mic, we have none other than the man himself, our very own station manager, Poetic. Good evening, Poetic, and welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you this evening?
Oh, man, I'm honored to be among the royal regal guests in the King and Queen Quarters tonight. What's going on, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Coach Meadows?
Yes, definitely. We are doing wonderful.
Feeling good.
Yeah. It's all right. That's all right. Glad to be here. Dynamite topic y'all got going on tonight. I love it.
Thank you.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like summer.
Right, right. That's making you feel like summer. That's exactly correct.
Yes. I'm saying, when I think of summer, I'm thinking fresh fruit, all the problems, leave them all behind and enjoy yourself completely.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Absolutely.
Yes.
Get out to the beach for a few days, you know.
Yeah. Spend some time fresh with the kids, with the family.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right. Like.
Absolutely. Well, I know, I'm not sure. I know we've dropped this topic on everyone a little late. Not everyone's had a time to prepare, but I know whatever you brought for us tonight is going to be lovely. So, you know, step on out of your way and let you take the mic.
All right. Thank you so much. This piece is called Ocean Dipped. Okay. Can I dip my soul in your ocean and unleash a brand new season? Not like summer, spring, winter, or fall, but a season that lovers just fall. Fall into a deep space and time. Controlled desires can one find. The truth shall set you free. Your uninhabitable thoughts we see beyond the solar system. You give me new life and new rhythm. My planetary alignment introduced to your waves and elements. So powerful my chakras stay aligned. Below the hemisphere we are designed, designed to be lovers and become one, leaving mother and father just as the sun rises and sets each night. Behold, your beauty shines so bright, your treasure is your smile. Baby just drops me wild. I can see the radiance and dominance, the existence of your presence goes without saying. I am your king, you are my queen, where have you been? I search the galaxy, only to find none suitable present reality. Holding on to the moonlight, the stars make up the candlelight. The candlelight that has burned in my heart, from moon to star, you glow and I'm a part of something so beautiful. I'm pleased and delightful about dipping my soul in your ocean. It's so deep in the depth, it's my love potion. And that's that piece.
Mm.
Yeah,
that was dope, yo. For real.
I definitely was dope. That was really dope.
Definitely met a walk aside some things up in there. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, that shit is fly. Word.
That was. Sure. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness.
That's not an old piece, is it?
It is an old piece.
Is it?
It is an old piece. I had to dip in the archive for this topic. It's, that piece is was written in 2019.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, you got a way of
Bill
making that
shit. I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that.
No, man. No.
Sure. It absolutely was. So,
thank
how
you
about
so much,
while Chris. While we have you on the mic, how about you let us know what you have going on here at Epiphany?
Oh, man, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you can join me on the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, this coming Thursday. Saturday night, I will be doing Date Night Differently on Let's Talk About It. And then Sunday will be in the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. So that's where you could find me this week hosting. Otherwise, I'm here all the time anyway with all these other shows because, man, can't wait.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, we'll bring you back a little bit. Do you mind sticking around to give us a rundown on the full shows maybe a little bit later once the vibe gets going?
Absolutely. I'll be here. No worries.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you always. And thank you so much for that dope, dope piece. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Poetic coming through doing what he does flawlessly. Yeah. That sexy romanticness. Yes, that was dope. All right. Good show. Let's keep the vibe rolling. I'm going to pull up a little music for it.
gonna rise, I'm singing. Yes, you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Yes, with death by me, standing by.
Make sure that I
Knock on the door for guidance, although voices are silent. Buildings of knowledge are monuments. Some of these lies are you're not buying it. Living for better days, why keep your thoughts in a haze? Visions are made, time to create, mark areas shaded gray. Stepping stones loose between cracks of tools abused. Decline the fool's juice that is used to change rules. Crafts of show and tell, mispronounced around exaggeration. False representation, exposed through evaluation. Gratitude embrace, some behavior grow hate. A lot of haste to navigate to a place where evil wait. Love break facades of dark hearts behind bars. Signs mark the cards on the table to bring a mark. Loose cannons, standing at attention in blind dimensions. Prevention through ascension, come back as strong vengeance. Application delivered from a river of thoughts provoked. Rise from the water, super soaked with a dry coat. High lows with eyes closed, ill wills are hollow. Today is my tomorrow, but I won't shadow fiascos. Joel Washington Atterbury, King.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Love that. You spit that hard, too. Thank you so much for that piece, King. That was dope.
Well, you're welcome for Forever Hidden, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. Indeed. So, all right, I have another piece that I'll carry while we have a little bit of time.
Okay.
Not exactly on topic, but it's about a vibe, right? This is the vibe I've been on lately. Just on my mind. It doesn't have a title. I know I'm not the only one. Gilded in the reward of being your indulgence, honey be your specialty, and you have proven tooth and tongue your skill. You built me to this peak, the crescendo where my body, where my knees go weak. Your mouth is skilled at more than words. They formed too perfect to my curves. The thought of it would sound absurd. Loving is an action word. I just want to find you in a room and play the role of little spoon and smile beneath a Cheshire moon and pray our time won't end too soon. I know I'm not the only one positioning you as the sun, heated beneath your radiant light, who lives to see you shining bright. I'll be a soft place to land when you're done taking flight. I'll even hang your moon at night. I'll fold and put away the day, be keeper of your happy place. A little sugar just in case you need to reach for something sweet. For you, I've all but come undone. I guess I'm not the only one. And that's my piece. It's a little something that I wrote.
Ah, that's what's up. Well, you wrote that while we was having the show?
No, I wrote that a day or two ago, just in practice writing, but yeah, that's something that I wrote a little bit ago.
I was about to say, there you go. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was good, so I like that.
Thank you.
You always have a way of reciting your stuff, so you know what I'm saying? Like, It's beautiful, man. Like, all by itself.
I appreciate that. Something you've kind of like encouraged this as long as I've known you, and I do appreciate you always giving me that little push of encouragement. It's always love.
Hey,
we're
a team, we're like, you know, that's what we do for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You push each other.
Yes.
It's like you motivate and you push me. You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
absolutely.
That's how we do.
Sure. Ask for the I like that.
Solid as a rock.
Oh, man. Yes, solid as a rock. Oh, man, I wish I had that on a playlist. That would be a good song to play. So we're talking about summertime vibes tonight, and it seems like, you know, it's a little hard for people to come to this topic, maybe. I don't know. I think it's a little too specific to just say summertime? Or how would you explain that further to, like, push people to inspire a piece
or two? Well, it's not even about pushing. It's not about pushing anybody. Summertime, what does summertime represent to you? You know what I'm saying? How does it make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just capture that essence of it. Does it make you feel good? I mean, for me, I don't really like the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hot, it's humid, and it makes me miserable sometimes. But you know what? I found a way just to adapt to it and just walk inside my own happiness. You know what I'm saying? So I go by the bay, water and everything, and then I leave. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why I said I had to adapt to it. But it's a fun time. Everybody's out. You know, people are happy. They're just moving around in their own nature. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you just got to look at it from a psychological standpoint. And you know what?
True.
It's always time for love. You know what I mean? That summer love. That's kind of that summer bunny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or summer honey.
True. So I'm like, you're wondering a vibe. I was thinking of ways to write it down, but like, I just really want to eat fresh fruit and have my booty rubbed and sundress all summertime. I home.
We said poem.
Poem. That's the whole piece right there.
Oh, I don't see. You might even want to write part two. Clause. Clause in the contract.
Seriously. No other points to be made. Because, you know, it's so much going on right now. And there's so much, like, if you look at the world, there's so much going on. We had such a crazy place in history that, you know, got to try to find that contrast and find something to enjoy about life, you know. And that's what I'm thinking this summer. Like, I want to enjoy life. I want to enjoy the heat. I don't even turn my air conditioner on unless I absolutely have to so far. That's how much I'm trying to indulge in the joy of this summer. Seriously. No. I don't want the artificial air unless it's too humid, then I might turn it on. But other than that, I'm like, it's box fan season. You know,
get under
the box
fan
and cuddle.
I'm just enjoying it.
You know, it's not really anything against the air. It's just indulgent in what can be enjoyed in the present. You know what I mean?
Well, I keep my air on 74. I have central air. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just me. So, you know, I sleep outside the sheets fresh.
Fresh. Okay. Just leave it at fresh. Okay.
That's the only leaving. Just like that. Fresh.
With a hard SH, fresh. It's got to be fresh.
If you say so.
Yes. What if I say so? Oh, man. You're going to be some work.
But I understand all that. But like I said, summertime can be something special also, you know, along with it being the season, you know.
True.
Because it is a season all by itself. Matter of fact, it's actually a season inside of a season. You know what I mean?
Hmm. All right. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about it. You know what I'm saying? It's the summertime. It's the season of the summer. Mm-hmm. And then it's also the season of love. You know what I'm saying? And it's also a season of breakups. So when I, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then when the
right.
winter time comes, for the fall, people, they say, well, that's why I said they say, some say,
right.
that's when people start crawling back home.
Right, yeah, snuggle bunny season.
Yeah, they all apologizing like they Ruben Studdard. And when I, sorry, 2004. You know what I mean?
But, you telling a secret? Somebody gonna get mad at you.
Look, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I was never one of those type dudes. You know what I'm saying? I made sure in the summertime I'm good, and in the wintertime I'm good. I ain't crawling
right.
back to nobody. You know what I'm saying? So
well, that's right.
As
sure.
my uncle used to say, my uncle used to always tell me, "Yo, don't never be no begging Billy."
You know begging
mean?
Billy, huh?
Yeah, don't never be no
right.
begging Billy. You know what I'm saying? You said, you know how many women look down on you? I was like, oh, yeah.
Mm. That's a conversation
so
right there. We need to.
Yeah. So if I don't rock with you, and then if she don't rock with me, then I'll find somebody who want to rock. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
hey.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Ooh.
Make
Ooh.
Me less of a man. Even if I still love you, I ain't crawling. Shit.
I know that's right. Nobody crawling nowhere.
Look,
yes,
baby
he was.
Over.
Tell her. You better tell her.
Oh,
now it's getting hot out. Everybody walking out. Everybody walking out with an attitude.
And you know what?
Oh,
man.
Man.
There, I'm right there with my arm extended. Hello. Hello. How can I help you?
On your Rick James. Like, give it to me, baby.
Huh?
You and your Rick James, like, give it to me, baby.
They ain't got to give it. Just hand it right over.
Just hand it over, huh?
Yeah, I'll be your society soldier. I mean, hand it right over.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the 10 o'clock hour. I just want to remind everybody, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number to take the airwaves and, you know, share with us a little bit. Number is 319-527-6300, and, you know, hit that one. We won't bite. All right. So, King.
Yes.
Do you have any other pieces you want to share? Or I think we should bring. Ooh.
Sure, you know what I'm saying?
Let me do a quick station identifier, and then we'll come back to that. Just put a pen in that for me, would you?
No doubt.
Hey, this is your boy, For Real the Poet. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's Soul Cafe, where we take our sax off. And regardless of what David Mott may say, y'all, we do not go in bare back. We may whisper. But that's about it. But tonight, y'all, starts off our summer explosion. And Epiphany Radio presents Poetry in the Raw, hosted by Sylvia L. Blayton. You see, this summer we will be presenting interviews celebrating some of the hottest characters around in poetry. This Monday, July 9th, 2018, we are honored to celebrate writer, recording artist, Poetry Fest 2018 featured performance. I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Wait. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters of a Real Entertainment Network. I'm just going to run that number by you one more time if you're listening in online and you'd like to take the mic and join us at 319-527-6300. Just make sure you hit that one so that you can be heard. So, King, it looks like some other callers have come out to play with us this evening. Ready to take another caller?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. All right. Ooh. Next up on the mic is none other than Epiphany's own Mojave.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Mojave.
Hello.
Did you get a bad time?
I'm doing a Zoom. I'm doing a... what you call it, a Moist Monday Zoom, because we decided to do, tackling is a team sport, so we decided to go in there and just drip curiously, to let people know we out here, we're doing all kinds of stuff, and plus we have to let, other erotic poets know what we're doing in Philly, so I had to get on here and do the King drip thing.
Do your thing. Nice. Yes, indeed. I understand. Are we in the way of that? You want us to come back to you?
No. I mean, if you want to send one person in front of me, that would be great, because that way it'd give me a chance to get to Zoom, because I can just drop my information and go. So if there's anybody behind me, that would be great.
Do your thing. We'll come back to you. Take your time.
All right.
Thank you, Mojave. We are going to come back to him because that man always seems to have his hands in more than one pot at a time. But that seems to be the way we operate here at Epiphany Radio. The whole family stays busy. It's a wonderful thing. It's definitely a wonderful thing. All right. So I think before we checked out, you were going to run another piece by us.
Yeah.
That you had on deck.
This is a duet I did with somebody, but they I don't know. We don't need that alone.
Okay. All right.
Janky. But I'm gonna spin it out here for the crew out here. You know what I mean? So
I feel you.
It's untitled.
All right.
Too much comfort. Okay. Too much comfort. Need a moment to breathe. Hands and arms need to be free before my eyes can see. Where am I going, but still standing in the same spot? Thoughts lost, fingers crossed, I might need a raindrop. Wake me from this daydream, fix my mental compass. Let's try this all again so I won't forget, I promise. We are the days I remember when the memories were strong. For now it's long gone until I play a favorite song. Life can be scary in a society that's changing daily. Hope is still alive, so I pray that God save me. Build a road of recovery against a world that's turning ugly. You can only find peace, increase what you find lucky. Entering what is open can bring amazing joy and happiness. After hard times, drift into abyss, come out of loneliness. With cards on the table and the key to full access, the most beautiful, incredible, and undeniable feeling is practice. What is shown is so much better than verbal expression. No longer second-guessing or being pressed by questions. Talk it like you walk it. Take a ride and explore. Receive amazing unconditional love and also more. King. All right. You there, Queen?
I was here, and I was on mute, and I was giving you your snaps and your flowers, and I'm very sorry that you missed that. But you said that piece was actually a collab. Do you want to tell us who the other?
I can't do that.
Okay. All right. All right. Well,
there's a little thing behind it. I can't throw that out there. But anyway.
All right. Well, King and Anonymous will say great piece by the both of you.
It was a little too deep and dope for the person. So we just leave that.
Okay. All right. I feel you. Well, job well done. I loved it. It was definitely
nice.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So how about you send back around and see what's that?
I have a question.
What's your question?
How Do you find it difficult to write pieces while you're having the show, or are you on any show?
Yes, because I like to give my attention to the person, a person that I'm listening to. So it's hard to put my mind into a piece at the same time. I haven't gotten that, you know, that good at this yet, but I'm definitely working on it. I wrote a piece listening to the show on the Get Down with J-Rob and Poetic on, Thursday nights, right? I love that show. So I was on there, and their topic was, why do you write? And there was a piece of a poem that I had written, and I wrote the rest of it after thinking of that comment that they made. So that was my first time ever doing anything like that, but usually I can't do that. I don't see how they do that all the time. When they're like, I just wrote this piece, it's fresh.
Well, those two brothers is dope, you know what I'm saying? Because I even wrote a piece the one time when they had some, when Brother J-Rob was on there, and it just inspired me. And of course, while we was having our show, I don't know, it just came to me real quick, and I wrote it, you know what I mean? So sometimes that inspiration can come from out of nowhere and just spike you,
definitely.
You know what I mean? But
yes.
I just thought that I asked
for sure.
That question.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And it's always, I loved how much inspiration that we get from our family here at Epiphany Radio. Everyone is just so dope and so gifted and so ambitious and motivating. It's really cool to watch. Speaking of which,
and,
I think we should get... What are you saying?
No, I was just about to make an announcement that everybody just look out this summer. You know what I'm saying? The Society Soldiers coming to a show near you. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be spitting that high shit. It's a crew I used to be down with, and we just formed back together a little bit. So I was talking about the Poetry Corner. I was talking about the Epiphany family and stuff. So they're going to be coming through with some dope poetry.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That sounds like it's going to be a vibe this summer. Okay.
Definitely
looking out for
that. Somebody has to bring the crew back.
Yes. We can find out more information.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? We still in talks, though, but it's going to happen, though.
Okay. I'll definitely be tuning in. I'll definitely be looking out for what you guys create. But, Kane, how about we get back to...
They're going to be coming on the show. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I feel you. Okay, I get it now. All right. Come through. Definitely looking forward to it. Definitely. All right, we're going to get back to some of these callers, okay?
Yeah, no doubt. Just get it.
All right, let's spin back around to Mojave and see if he's ready.
Retrospecting, how could it
Hey.
Imagine
hey.
Running...
How's it going?
Hey, going? Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm
strong. You're ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay.
What's the theme for tonight? Hey, King Atterbury.
Summertime.
You know me. I'm always running around doing extra stuff. What is the theme? What are we doing?
Summertime vibe. A vibe of summer.
Summer. Ooh.
Yes. I was inspired by the Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald and. Yeah, that song is what inspired me to bring up the topic and just the idea of how much I am ready to indulge and enjoy everything about this summer. I just want to hear that vibe from different callers, different perspectives, you know?
Oh, let me see. Wow. That's summer is a big thing. I don't know. That's really a lot. But Well, I think I got something. It's just unorthodox.
Okay. All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
I'm trying to figure out.
do I do something unorthodox or do something, you know, stay in the wheelhouse and just rock out?
Let's try some stuff out. Let's get strange, you know.
They're out here just strange, goddammit. No,
yes.
They're out here just be strange as you can possibly get.
Yes, okay. Do it.
Let's do this differently. Okay. All right. I remember the spring of our youth, the fun of summer, drinking water from a fire hose, blowing dandelions and making a wish. The lights, trikes to big wheel, five-speed banana seat bikes that we would crash and eventually fall from, the tears and the first willies that were awesome. The first official pursuit of the ice cream truck, how bad you felt if you were down on your luck and you didn't have at least 50 cents to have that ice-cold sweetness that made summertime heat repent, relent, fireflies, shines, butterflies, ascent to make your childhood imagination wonder. Each day a new hope, beautiful, changing each day like the many hues and shape of a kaleidoscope. I remember the trips to Hexa State Park to the swimming pool, the icy cool blue waters becoming the metaphorical elements for fun, for summer. Here we spring, breathe deep and dive, sunlight kaleidoscoping under the water as bodies become sea creatures, hands and feet becoming fins, dorsal, parting the water with each stroke. Careful as concrete scraping takes a part of you, causing tears. This ritual, this rite, keeps my memory bright as I enter into the October of my life. It is how I keep safe the keepsake of memory. I remember. Paul.
Damn, you see? You see?
Right, bro.
That's what I was talking about. Just encapsulated a whole... Okay, thank you for that. That was so amazing. Thank you. That's what I was talking about. See? Awesome. Yes. I feel like I was there. That was definitely a vibe. I appreciate that piece. Thank you, Mojave.
Remember,
thank you so much.
What'd you say, Joe? What'd you say?
No, I said old school memory. You know what I'm saying? I said that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Taking it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember.
You know, we spend the time trying to get to where we got to go figure out what it is that has to be done. But, you start to think, like, when you're little, you don't be thinking about, yo, this is the time of my life. You're like,
right.
What are we going to do next? But when you realize how much fun it was, the excitement of being able, like, I was like, yo, the whole idea, you know, the first official pursuit of the ice cream truck or your first time that you really pop it with, you know what I'm saying? The first time you pop it, like the pure exhilaration of popping a wheelie, right? And then everybody looks at you like, and then you're trying to do it again. You know, I wanted to get further into it. Like, you know, the first time I learned how to do a backflip, you know, but I didn't want to bring that into that because, you know, like I failed so many times because my brother used to be a diver. And so my brother would practice, like he would literally practice in the backyard doing flips. To work on his form, you know, he actually got a scholarship to Hofstra for diving because he was like a diver for real. So he would do all these flips in the backyard, and I couldn't do it. Like I really like would watch him, and he'd just be standing in one spot doing backflips. You know, my brother was like so much of my hero and myself because he could do all this shit that you would think about. Like he was a kung fu dude, so he was like doing everything like with kung fu. He had, you know, the funny thing is like. What you tell him now, like, because he's over 300 pounds now, but I would tell him, like, how amazing he was, you know, and everything else. Like, he played football, like, everything I wanted to be. And, like, in the summer, that's him. Like, he just was, like, he was a guy, right? And then he would always come, like, get, like, if he came and got me, I just came and got me. Like, he would, like, come on, let's go. And I'd be, like, I gotta go. It's, like, my brother come and get me. Like, you gotta go for my brother. But, you know, the whole thing. But he would backflip. He would do all this stuff. Jump over shit, jump over the fence. Like, that was like a ritual, too. Being able to jump over the fence with no hands, that was a ritual. Being able to, you know, when you go outside, the first time you fired off an M80, you know. That was like the first time people were like, oh, it's an M80. But like, yo, you can blow your fingers off.
Right.
Like, yo, you can blow your fingers off. Like, yo, I know I ain't the only person who was lighting fireworks and feeling some kind of way. He's like, yo, I'm watching off these fireworks. You was like wilding out. That shit was crazy. Like, I realized life.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I remember picking up a firework that I thought was a dud, and it wasn't a dud, and I nearly blew both of my fingers off. So yeah, I can relate to that story.
Yeah, nah, that's why. Like that's funny. Like every time I see Christmas stories, people understand why I laugh my head off every time you shoot your eye out. Because I had that experience. And everybody would tell you, yo, you just shoot your eye out. And then I shoot out my eye. So every time I see that part, I'm like, you shoot your eye out, kid. Ho, ho, ho. That's hilarious. But you got all these rituals. Like, you don't even understand the rituals that you have growing up during the summer. Like, summertime is like, yo, it's crazy. Like, you know, like, the first thing, you know, when everybody comes out, like, there was general time for everybody to come outside, and everybody go outside at the same time. And then, you know, you always had, like, all the kids on the block making plans and shit, everything else like that. And then, you know, when everybody could sit up and do all the cool shit, you know. And then if you didn't have this, somebody put on the fire hydrant. And so people run around in the water because there was no pool for miles and shit unless your parents would go take you everything else. It was crazy. Like,
right,
that's all my summer is like. The time, you know, the adult is like, yo, you're like, here's another day. It's going to be hot as fuck, and now I got to do all these responsibilities.
Right, right.
Yeah, all these responsibilities. Oh, so, like, it is hot.
Yes.
It is hot.
Yes.
It gives you, like,
oh, man.
I'm going to be naked.
You get up every day like, what are we doing today? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, minding my business, you know, as well.
Exactly.
Like, you seen your brother? I'm like, he's in his skin. When he jumps out, you jump in.
When he jump out, you jump in.
Yeah. He's like it, man. You know,
oh,
no,
man. But, yeah, I really.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I really feel like that poem just brought me back to a whole mood of just childhood, and it's crazy that we all can probably relate to the experiences that you painted in that piece, and we're from different walks of life all together, but they can all relate back to a lot of those things. That's really, I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah, but I did want to throw in you know, the mattress in the park and everybody doing backflips and backspins.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a very black experience. Oh, that's really black. First time I had fish and grits. No, not that.
Fish and grits.
First time I had cooked chicken. What we call the green chicken growing up. So we're going to have some spicy chicken.
Oh, you know, catch a girl. What is it? The high school kids, catch a girl. Catch a girl, kiss a girl. That was so much fun thing, too.
It'll be thick. All right. That's what, the Caribbean will be creeping up on people when you grow up. You don't even know it. You're like, wait a second. Why I got the taste for this? What you eating? You know, I had oxtails. We eat oxtails all the time. Like, not all the time, but I mean, my brother would make some oxtails, and I just wasn't paying attention. You know, like, you know, just don't pay attention to nothing. You just be like, it's an oxtail. You'd be like, yo, that's the bag of the beef. So you eat your cow's ass. You about to eat some cow ass? Dumb shit. Kids say, yo, I remember it was hard to say. You could say this. I don't know if you had this feeling, kid, but when you could tell somebody to do something, like, yo, go kick rocks. It was like a hard line. Go kick rocks. Like, well, you can't, your mama. Your mama kicked rocks. I said, we fight. I'm about to go crazy.
I'm falling.
You know, we kids say, I'm about to go crazy. I'm about to go crazy. The key phrase is, Crazy people just go off. Don't warn people.
Introduce it.
Nah, it's just funny. That's all I'm taking away something. I gotta go. I land my plane. I'm out of here. Let me just land. I talk too much.
Tell us what's going on tomorrow before you go.
We're doing a run back. The Huntington is the drip does Mary J. Blige. We're gonna come in and do the pieces with the Mary J. Blige and celebrate Mary J. Blige. And you know, so I'm gonna get into everybody's playlist because I didn't load up no Mary J. Blige. So I know it's a bunch of Mary J. Blige. So I'm just gonna run through everybody's playlist. Be mad if you want.
Awesome.
Do it. Anyway.
You've been warned.
Don't complain. You've been warned. So specifically talking to Van Meadows and Arthur Larry Matter. They lust you. I'm running through everybody. You got to marry. I'm going in your list. In your list. It's going in. I don't even care. What you doing? I'm in there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming through. We do appreciate the love and the beautiful poetry. One love, one mic, Mahadi.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. See, that was summertime vibe. That was Tiffany's own Mahadi taking the airwaves and, you know, taking us down memory lane. And I guess that wasn't a direction that we would consider, really. You're thinking about the now. But the past is very important, and he painted a very colorful picture of the past. I appreciate that. Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah, true facts on that.
Sure.
You're always going to remember, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, how about we keep this party going? It looks like we have a few more callers on the line. We're going to take it over to area code 501. Area code 501, who do we have on the mic?
You would do that, my pal. Mouth full of gummy bears in my mouth.
Just Jay, what's up, brother?
What's going on with you, bro? Damn, I got to pull my pants down.
Oh, man.
The hell?
Hands down to your gummy bears. I know your voice very well.
You do. Because I could not
tell
over the gummy bears.
My poetry. It's eating damn Sour Patch Kids.
Now
I gotta kill all y'all.
Man.
How many calls have y'all got
sad.
Today? How many people are on right now?
I need the
area code and their first three digits.
No.
Give me everything you got.
No.
Yep.
You can't go.
Won't be telling
like they know my weakness. They know my weakness.
I know. I feel that way. How you been doing, Atterbury?
I'm just chilling, yo. I'm in Tennessee right now. You know what I mean?
You in Tennessee?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, you over the next state over from me, bro.
Yeah, just got some little extra business to take care of. Nah, man.
Bring me the money. Bring me all that spare money you got.
Different factors, though. Different factors. Yeah. I'm chilling, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, catching the vibes from out here when I got to get used to this time thing and shit. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah, what about the heat? The heat not bothering you, is it?
Well, that shit don't bother me. It's psychological.
Oh, you know, right.
Man. It don't interfere with what I'm doing out here. You know what I mean? So,
I heard that.
I'm good.
Sweet.
Yes. True.
I appreciate you coming by the other day, Edwin.
Oh, no problem. I'm definitely coming back through. I was a little nervous, you know, because the idea of having your thoughts picked apart can be a little intimidating, but you guys, it's a nice place to workshop your pieces. I'm definitely going to bring some more work through. And that's the small house poetry.
Yeah, we try to keep it safe. Yeah, small house. We try to keep it safe because we tell people not to bring through any pieces that they have a serious attachment to it. We normally put that in the reset, and I had forgot to do it that go around. But once it got started, it kind of cascaded that way.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a nice show. I really enjoyed it. And the speed round was fabulous. I'm sorry I had to cut out, but I was due over here on the show.
Sunday, bro. 6 Central, 7 Eastern.
Yes.
Man, we'd love to have you come through there, bro.
Send me a text or something, man.
I'm gonna send you a link.
Look, I'm working at nursing home, yo. So I get sidetracked real fast when the bells be going off. You know what I mean?
Right.
You understand?
I tell you what, though, man, it's something that you can do while you're just listening and going about your thing. What we're doing is we're becoming more of a teaching facility, more so than poetry. We just doing a knowledge exchange with the poets. They're learning, we're learning, and everybody who, even the people that are not speaking, they're learning at the same time too. We recognized that was going on, so we said we're going to change the designation of our house to a teaching facility. Michael Rothenberg, I did a feature with him, and we were talking about what makes a poet. And the academics say that unless you get all these different accolades and all the rest of this type of stuff through those established places, you're not a poet. I don't care if you go ahead and do the same type of poetry they do exactly, but you're not a poet. I had said to him, like, what would stop this room from right here from being a school? He said nothing in a nutshell. And he did that about 7 to 8 months ago. It's been resonating with me, and I think that's the direction we'll start heading in.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, definitely much success on all that you guys are doing over there, because it's definitely a safe space to come and to bring up bring up your work and have it, you guys are really doing great things.
For Real was really good with that. Well, still is good with that, as far as the whole thing of breaking down poems and looking at them and seeing what make them tick and the rest of that. Some of the things I had learned over there with him, you know, are the same things I'm using over there.
That's dope. That's dope. Keep it growing. Keep the community growing and keep it safe and inviting and warm. I love it. I love it. Just Jay, wish you guys much success for sure. Man, so how about you give the King and Queen's Quarters audience a little taste of how it's done?
All right.
Peace for us tonight.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I appreciate y'all very much, too.
You're welcome. The mic is yours.
All right.
Tasty was the salinity of her chemistry. She was balanced in every way. She was afraid of not being enough, so humility was her way. And her path was paved in meek gentleness, and roses swooned in her wake. Although this she did not know, because she only looked forward. From her smile to her scowl, it was all generated from inner sincerity. If I spoke, she heard me. And I always waited patiently for her words. Words. Her words were always licked with honey. Poem.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
When I was started writing this piece, I always use the wife, but sometimes I go ahead and go with a disembodied a person that you really can't see, and try to say things that would be flattering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just think about the whole process. Yeah, it's one of the things I picked up from listening to the other poets. You know what I'm saying? We put so much of ourselves into these poems. If we be conscious of it, it'll start to we can have more control of our poems.
Yeah, see, look at those gems. That is something I needed to hear. You don't know how much that means to me right now.
I had to write that down.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get out the way. I didn't get a filibuster on y'all.
No, no, you just broke my brain a little bit, but in a good way. You did. Instead of always putting yourself in it and becoming too, you know, that becoming too over, I can't think of the word right now, but you become too involved in the piece to really develop it. What way did you put a different body within another figure? You can develop it further than something that you would be so self-conscious about. And that's magic. That's gold right there. That's absolutely
and that's gold. It exactly too. It's almost like a Mr. Potato Head, if you're gonna just make the worst analogy ever. And then you don't have to worry about it just being one person. You can go ahead and Frankenstein a vision.
Yes, yes. Dope gems. Thank you so much, Jess J.
Appreciate you.
That means a lot to me. That. So
appreciate
we've been talking
too.
About,
yes,
like
sir.
You do, but before you go, give us a full rundown. I know Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry, Sunday nights, 7
Central. I mean, 7 Eastern, 6 Central.
Absolutely. You can catch Jess J there
I'll
every
just look
Sunday.
Up Small House of Poetry, and we're the only Small House of Poetry on there. It'll be us. We have a good crew. Wallace is in the crew. Fabby, Sage, he's from he's from somewhere in Africa. Adonis, he's from Africa. We got people from all over the place. We got some. I have a Nigerian in there also. It's just really thick. It's really thick. Y'all will really enjoy it.
It is definitely a great night. A great, great, great place to be on Sunday nights. Thank you so much for coming through, Jess J. Sage from London.
Right.
Oh, I was wondering. I'm like, I know that accent reminded me a lot of Idris Elba, but I wasn't sure.
Sage, smooth as they come, I tell you. That's
oh,
the governor.
Yes, he is. Dope stuff. All
he don't want Oh my goodness, the stage was so heavy. It was lopsided.
Yes. It was. Make sure you tune in on Sunday nights. Jess J, thank you so much for coming through and showing some love and support. We appreciate you always. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all take care. Hey, I'm very looking forward to hearing some more of that Muzak, bro. I know you're still making Muzaks, man.
And I'm all over the place right now. I ain't really touched ground, but I am. I got some shit in the chamber, though. You know what I mean?
My man. My man.
I'll give you a call soon. We'll chop it up.
All right, brother. Looking forward to that call, too. Y'all heard him.
All right. Okay.
Yes, we did. You want to make him stick to it? All right, now. One love, one mic, Jess J.
Love, one mic.
Y'all be easy.
Be easy. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was amazing poet, Jess J. One of the hosts of a Small House of Poetry. If you're a poet and you want to get some steam behind your work and you want to, you know, really get it workshopped, it's a great place to stop in on Sunday nights. I went through for the first time myself. I really enjoyed myself. I really did. Definitely make sure you go through and show some support. All right. True facts. All right. We want to take a quick music break and we'll be right back.
If ever you yearn
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters of a Real Entertainment Network. Once again, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. If you have a piece that you want to get off your chest, you have about 23 minutes until the blog talk lady will cut you off. Reach out and touch us, if you will. Just hit that one so you can take the mic. All right, King, how are you holding up over there?
Oh, I'm chilling, you know what I mean?
So, that's great to hear. Well, I think we're going to spin the block and keep this vibe going. We're going to bring La Perla Negra back on the line to read another piece for us. Diva, how are you?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm loving the music, man. Y'all be some of them songs, man. I'm trying to tell you. Oh my God! And that one song right there, Lord.
Yes. I can listen to him all day. I love Maxwell too. Oh man. Yes. Indeed. So Diva, you have another piece you'd like to share with us tonight?
I was jotting down something, you know, throughout the show. It's short, but it's something.
All right. Well, we'd love to hear it. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called There's Magic in the Air. A warm summer breeze whispers softly to the natural way of life, blowing with a gentle caress, moving my locks. The richest greens come alive, and I'm feeling the breeze of the trees through my toes. Nights calm with sounds so inviting and golden smells of nature. For we are immature seeds awaiting the taste of love in the air to give us blossom. With the lure of dreamy, jeweled night skies, the full moon sails high. so broken hearts are soothed and cured. I breathe in the sweetest sweetness of the season. Come walk with me hand in hand in this silken summer breeze and find the joy awaiting you. There's magic in the air because this is the season of love whispering truth. And that's that peace.
And you just wrote that?
Yeah.
Wow, you just painted a whole, there was a part of that poem where you described the sky.
Oh, the lure of dreamy jeweled night skies when the full moon sails high.
That is beautiful. Mm. That line is, that piece was beautiful, but that was just so well colored. I can just imagine that in my mind's eye. It's so dope. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for bringing that for the show. Oh, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you. We're gonna bring on Van up next and let him fit a piece as well. Let's see what he's got going on. Stand by, okay? Mm-hmm. Poetic, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Yeah, I'm definitely here. What a show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. So we're spinning the block and giving it another go around. Do you have another piece you'd like to share with us?
I mean, I've got plenty of pieces. It's off to change the vibe just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Bring it. We got to keep the vibe going. Let's do it.
All right. This piece is it's called Poetic Free Verse. Something I just penned. It's old, but I don't think I've ever spit it anywhere, so. I may write in pain, but I spit hot venom and I'm insane. Insanely about to be combustible with an untrustable individual like yourself. I said, check yourself at the door. See the shelf? Not the top because you can't handle my liquor. Bottom shelf because you's a dumb nigga. I promised myself I wouldn't use that word, but it's time you heard. Your boy Poetic with a different poetic flow. Oh, you butt hurt. Well, off you go. Go play in the sandbox, little baby. Stop crying like a little lady. I know your type. You're a little shady. Slim, I checked your credentials. I'm not impressed because you don't float like gravy. Better yet, you like a whack version of Tracy McGrady. Stick to something else because this not something you ready for. Because more and more, you seem sicker and sicker. What's in store? The free verses for you. If the J's fit, wear it, little boy blue. A diamond in the rough. Somebody lied because the fire test you lost. Hold up, let me puff on this tree or vapor, but my max is multicolored. Ask your neighbor. This ain't church, though more like a reverent flow. Your pastor got you like, bro, don't test this disciple. He's been studying the art form, and you're non-concatenated from like the ripple. The tear in the galaxy is because you just got it with some lyrical free verse from Poetic. That's that piece.
Well, damn.
That's why I said the comeback is beautiful. I mean, you know,
what the hell?
That was dope, but damn.
Okay. Saving is what it was.
Yeah,
wow. And the flow behind it was just gave me goosebumps. Woo. That was something.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. Something else. Is this the same? Nah, like you need to start giving you alternate personalities because that is a whole other version of Poetic than what we used to. Jesus, oh man.
Yeah, I don't let that side of my pen out too often. People get hurt.
I see. And you said they butt hurt. Oh well. I was like, okay. Tell them how you really feel. Tell them how you really feel. Oh, man.
What?
Wow. But not okay, only
man.
Was it.
Oh, my man.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Whew. All right. I don't even know what to do right now. I can't fix my face. All right. While we have you on the mic, and we still have time, are you back into station manager?
Yeah, I'm back.
Meadows? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm all back. Right, because we're going to need... We don't need him, and we don't need that guy giving us the rundown, but we could definitely use a rundown of the Tiffany family shows from our station.
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Honey Drippers with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down, J-Rob the Wise Son and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night's show is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And then Sunday night is going to be Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Monday. Well, actually, you got to ask the King and Queen because it is the holiday if they want to do their show, King and Queen's Quarters, but it's up to the King and Queen. Back to you.
All right. I'm here for it. How about you, King?
I don't celebrate holidays. I don't recognize them. Okay. So I'm a bit anytime, anywhere, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hey, bro, I feel you. But if somebody got a cookout going on, I'm going to be there for the food. So
right,
I'm just like,
right.
I ain't got to celebrate
I'll be back
the holiday, but I'm going to be there.
I'll be back by 9 with my aluminum foil.
I know that's right.
Look, I'll bring my containers with me.
Right.
Take it to another level.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming back through for us, Poetic. And thank you
my
for
pleasure.
That rundown.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Oh, man. Okay. It looks like we have a special guest that decided to join us tonight. I'm going to bring him on, and that is none other than our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Hey, boss man, how are you tonight?
What is what's
glass.
Up, king, queen, and princesses, and paupers? What do you do?
And paupers, yes. Everyone, thank you.
What it do? Shout out to both
sides. Absolutely.
Yeah. What it
How are you holding up tonight?
I'm holding up pretty well. I'm sorry I came in late. I was raw linking and doing stuff like that. What's going on, y'all? I like the vibration coming from what I'm hearing.
Thank you. Yes.
What's up, my brother Joe?
I'm cool, man. Like I told everybody, I'm in Tennessee right now.
Yeah, I've heard. I heard you spread your wings earlier this morning. Spread your wings and took flight. That's what's up.
Yeah, up in here, Nashville, getting some of this Nashville energy.
Yeah. Give a kiss to all the light-skinned Tennessean young ladies for me, brother.
Oh, wait a minute! Only the light-skinned ones.
Yeah, because
only
I think there's no, it's not like that. It's all my lips are saved for every place else for all the chocolates, ladies of the world.
Okay, yeah. lovely save.
Mm-hmm. Especially the ones from Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Shawang. Yes, Shawang.
I can't. I really can't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to my station manager. I heard him cussing on here a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. You heard that? We had to replace the mic. Mm. It melted. He melted.
Yes,
right
he has a lot of anger. A lot of anger within that piece there. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bruce Lee anger. Bruce Lee anger.
we've decided that that's an alternate personality, and Van Poetic Meadows will remain the same man.
Yes.
That's a different guy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I don't know if he he said something about smoking in there too. Maybe he dipped in a bag or something. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. When he dips in that bag, I tell you, he becomes super black. Super black van. You ever seen a black van? Super black van. You drive by.
Super black van. Oh, my God.
Super black van.
Oh, man. Well, if that was super black van that took the mic, he is a beast.
Yes, he is.
Definitely a beast.
Smoke is still permeating from the mic.
It is. Oh, my gosh. So everyone's been talking about how much you have, you know, the original, the OG. You've taught so many people and you've encouraged so many poets. So I know that, you know, you brought something wonderful for us to listen to tonight. Even if it's not on the summertime, we just love to hear whatever you brought through.
Fluffy, I don't know. You know what? I'm actually, you know, I went into my bag, my old, you know, the archives. And, you know, the last couple of shows, I've been pulling out pieces that I've been, like, almost like, I don't want to really do this type piece or blah, blah, blah. It's been like that. So something is forcing me to do something I've never done before, something that I just discovered and remembered that that I had written back in the early parts of my poetic journey. I don't know. I've been finding them. I don't know where they've been hiding. So I have this piece I'm going to try to perform. I'm going to try to, I say that for a reason, try to perform and not just read it, but it's something very old from my early parts of writing. So I have to put some salt and pepper on it and see what I can do with this. It's kind of sappy, fluffy. I don't know what type of genre I would put on this. Summer vibe, I'm not sure. I don't know. But,
well,
you know.
No, it's going to be good. So the mic is all yours, boss man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I believe if it had to have a name, it would be Fluorescent Dreams. Oh, wow. Could you give me one second? I can't believe. You still here?
Yes, we're here.
I'm sorry. My mother's actually calling me. She's two doors down from me, and she's calling my phone. So,
all right.
I'm going to try to do this once again. If I'm interrupted, forgive me.
Oh, it's okay.
Fluorescent dreams, kaleidoscopes and things, transparency vividly stream rushing. Like white water rapids, my heart's harpsichord strings, they passionately sing. Echoes of life and our longings, our careless whispers melodically ring. In tune, God hears, have faith and wait, there'll be no more suffering. Whenever you're near, baby, flow to me, not force, my dear, nor coerce, but led by God, Christ, love, your heart, that light, to infinity and all of the above. I want to love deep, loose, sleep, loving stronger each day, 8 days a week, 40 days a month, have love in a silver bowl, spoon-fed love for lunch. I'd love to just eat love. I'm hungry. Feed me. Find it marked with an X like buried treasure worth more than gold bullion. Heavy is this trunk, but somewhere I've found the strength to dig it up. I'm rich, but still in search of someone to share this with. Share a shower to bathe with, to run with in the rain for no apparent reason, to just love unexplained, give and take unchained, all out like a flood followed by hurricanes. Love's fluorescent dreams, fluorescent dreams. No more weeping eye or dry teardrop stains. Just the light of a candle and its flicker as it flickers in wonderment. Love. Love and I daydream in fluorescent. Fluorescent dreams. For real.
Wow.
Definitely.
That was masterful. It was.
Thank you.
The way you switched up your flow in the middle, I was just over here snapping it up. That was amazing. And you say that's from in the archives?
Yeah, very, very old. I don't know how. I didn't know the cadence of it, the rhythm. I remember the piece, but it's been so long ago, and I don't think I've ever spit it, though.
Definitely did it justice. That's definitely dope. That was such a great piece. Thank you so much for that. Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
Definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for bringing that through. I know you say you came through late, but you know, sometimes you have to be here for a good time and not a long time, and you're definitely here and for the good time with you, and we definitely appreciate you so much.
Hey, well,
one love.
Thank you. Hey, let me ask you a question before you kick me out. Will you be coming back around?
Will you be coming back around? What do you think, King? You want to do a speed round?
Yeah, we can.
All right. Let's see who we have left with us that could do a speed round. You ready for it, boss man?
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep your mic open. All right. Danielle, are you still with us?
I'm here, of course.
All right. You ready for a speed round?
Yeah.
All right. Let me find something real quick.
Okay. All right. Poetic. Are you in?
I mean, I would be in, but I just let him just do two pieces since he misses so much. He can just go ahead and take my spot and do two pieces. That's what happens when you retire. You know, you miss it, you know.
Yes.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Heavy fire. All right. Thank you. Okay. Jess Jay, are you still with us?
No, I'm going to give you a hard time like the first two callers did.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you for hanging in there with us. All right. So,
oh, you take it as a yes,
I hope it was a yes. Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. You're going to give me a hard way to go tonight. Okay. So, we're going to go from La Perla Negra, then Poetic, Just Jay, then Boss Man. I'll swing around to you, King, and then I'll go. Is that okay?
That's what's
up. All right. Danielle, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Life Has a Rhythm. Several came for me today, and it was one of the most exquisite approaches I've ever been presented with, almost flawless even. With an energetic pull, I would have happily and willingly gotten caught up in had I not been blessed with the strength of Alyssa Vale, my sister. So see, it isn't always about control, lust, or the physical act of sex. Sometimes it's just intimacy I crave. Life has a rhythm. And I believe music is life and poetry is oral sex. And when you bring those two together, you have metaphors creating visuals and tastes and sounds and pure, beautiful, absolute that touches all and cannot be mistaken for anything else. Because it is everything. Life has a rhythm. Give me a pen and see my world open to you through the colors of my vision and the sounds of my vibration. Give me one mic and a spotlight, and I will put you in tune. Devil came for me today. But my waters are still, and they will purify the aspects of your life. My life has a rhythm, but you can't keep in time with mine.
Poetic.
For the first time I had an affair. I couldn't believe her hair, locked and dreaded, mine shaved and bold, our bodies masterfully crafted, contoured and grafted, her breaths like lyrical verses, tasting her skin gave me an influx of emotions when I look in her eyes, as I grab her thighs. I mean, she wrote melodies in the form of kisses that made me crave more wishes. It's true, I wish I never met her at all. She say she got love for me when she called. The level of infidelity that goes on appears like a second sin nature reborn. When I touch her, I just can't help myself. I have to taste her nectar to fuel my inner wealth. It's not about her subliminal attraction, nor her metaphorical suggestion, but the way she uplifts me off her tongue and her pages. No retractions necessary because I close my eyes and see her images. I'm compelled to write and scribe more. This affair has so much more in store. Yes, I cheated. I'm defeated. But I'm definitely high off her scripted orgasms. Body convulsions showing more spasms. Just from the way I ink her. More like I love to think her. So yes, I had an affair of the century. And her name is poetry. In peace.
Damn. Just Jay.
What? What is in a touch? When fingertips glide over hilly terrain, following the contours of your melanated Mercator. Digits flown with the steady hand of an aviator. Leaving behind goosebumps like chemtrails. And you, my love, are the theater of engagement. As my sortie of digits fly over your stretched face-down form, and you, naked as the day you were born. Tonight, you will sing for me as your gasp rips through the air like paper tearing, while you bear your joy audibly, guiding me through the thistle and chirps and whistles. Jungle music. Now that's one of the sweet spoils of war and of my wonder. I wonder, in this quantity would melanin truly have flavor? A flavor that only a soldier such as myself should savor. A present, a memory, stored in my saber. Thoughts of you carried this soldier on firework-filled nights. Now tonight, I am fully bayoneted as I kiss the nakedness of your neck, tasting its slippery, smooth texture as I snort primal language in your nape, as I start my amphibious assault into your brackish seas, waiting in your waters for the right time. You see, I'm waiting for the tide to come in. But only when it's right to come in, occasionally sipping the marsh water, becoming one with my environment, being as patient as the bush I am hiding in, as we observe radio silence, only eye contact, gestures, and taps, till we reach the point of no return, when we detonate our explosive ordinances deep in your bunker. And we say, job, well done. Boom.
For real.
She was but a whisper. I can no longer hear her. When once I could, her heartbeat. Beautiful she was to look at, but I no longer see her. She's cloaked in invisibility, doesn't want to be seen. These fingers of mine at one time longed to hold her, loved touching her, but the tips have gone numb. They are no longer equipped to read the braille. I can't feel her. Yet her aroma, it still lingers, her fragrance perfuming, seeking in hopes of consuming the halls of these nostrils, instigating, provoking me, yet unscented are the memories attached. Right now, love has an odor that stinks. It reeks of happiness gone bad. She's a black widow. You know how they do. You're dead after one of them gets to mate with you. So don't go getting caught up in that perfume. It's a trap and a lure that'll snare you. Yet she was so beautiful. Once she got you where she wanted you, so deceitful. She fed off the hearts of her men just to feed her ego. Her ass was her superpower. See, she could fuck for hours. Have you thinking that you're getting good head, but instead your other head is being mind controlled, run down. Run, don't walk. Save your soul. That's the truth of how it be when love's gone cold, cold and stagnant. Instead of it just being over, this motherfucker will push shit further. See, shit don't be over until she drains the life out of you. Shit, if you got away with your heart still pulsating in your chest, you're lucky. You best thank the Most High for that four-leaf clover. I'm still trying to get over her. The good parts, the bad. It's hard to do, shit. She had all that ass. Breasts so firm, them perfectly formed nips I love to sip. But it wasn't worth it. Have you under her spell when she put those lips on you? And another thing I meant to tell you, I'm not your wallet, boo. This bank is closed. That shit shut down. All decimals removed. You and your weave can now leave. No need to stick out that ass. I've been there before. Yo, I'm going to pass. And as she and her horsehair sashayed away, all I could do was say, with Bobby, bite my lip and stare. She was so beautiful. Shit. But so was cocaine when I was hooked on that shit. And like that shit, I can hear her still calling. Calling, calling, calling my name. But now her voice is but a whisper. I can no longer hear her. Her voice, her touch, her, not with these fingers. Like a ghost in the wind, she wears a cloak of invisibility. I can't see her. I can't see her, but neither can she. Her image doesn't show up in any mirrors. She's a fucking vampire, Dracula's granddaughter. See ya. For real.
Damn. Change. Shit. King, are you there?
Oh, I was on mute. Sorry, I didn't even know. Okay. Watch the doors. The world turn and souls burn, waiting to acquire salvation from the Most High. A lot of us are tired. As the physical perspire, watch the energy start leaking. Hear the liars when they're speaking as they try to spit reaching. Shut down the power, ready to force field along. Don't embrace the charm, it's a falsehood of the born. Life is torn, focus is gone, some excuses of their wrong. Some of Satan mourn. the Lord's angels sing songs, melodic whispers from heaven, lovely treasures from heaven. Protect our fellow brethren who fell from their lessons. Beauty is recognized from the inside, no backslide. My God's realized there's polar opposites on both sides. Society have a peephole to people moving with evil. Watch all that we do, find ways to beat you. So the trust that was on the tables are trashed and thrown away until they protect the hallway that leads to where your heart stay. Hey.
When you kiss me, let the moonlight guide you. Find your way by your senses. Follow your bliss. Get drunk off the scent. Let your thirst guide you. I'm yearning to quench. Let the moon cut an obsidian curve at my throat. Run your tongue through my clavicle like a honey pot hole. Don't use your eyes. It won't make sense where visual ends, eternal begins. Besides, you got me under your skin. Pheromones got every muscle at attention. We don't need inventions. Lead with your senses. Heed your intuition. The last thing that this moment calls for is vision. When you kiss me, do it blindly. Let the heat of my wanting show you where it's warm. Let I be a comfort, pull you in from the storm. Let me take the pain away, leaving you calm. We don't need eyes to see what you want. Be led by the moonlight, get lost in my arms. Let go of what ails you inside of my palms. Uncover my glow like a night full of stars. Let's form constellations, seek me in the dark. When you kiss me, let your hunger guide you. Use your lips, be it sweat or slip or lover's fit. I am a readied pool of liquid for you. Be led by your thirst, baby. I've got the juice. I'm built for the impact, and I won't refuse the rough and the carnal. I'll take the abuse. As you breathe in a guttural growl at my throat, and you hold both my wrists, pin my arms in the air, when you kiss me, do it artistically, intrinsically display your desire for me. Lavish me with wet strokes, leaving me bone soaked. You be Jackson Pollock, and I'll be a canvas. Let you, your imagination run the gambit from romantic to downright mannish. I want a verbal tongue lashing so thorough it hurts. Speak Spanish to my panties so thorough you burp. Let yourself lose yourself in the rhythm. Open your eyes. Look at me. Let's build in this moment. Delay its release. I'll grip your impatience with a velvet-tight squeeze. In the dark, climb this peak with me. So we're losing our minds. Let the moon be a voyeur as you come in and out of time. And that's that piece. And that is that round, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Oh.
That was sensitive. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, amazing. My. Amazing. Whew. All right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
True facts. Appreciate you all.
All right. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate you for joining us for the speed round. But Perla Negra, Poetic, Just Jay, Bossman, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and my co-host, King. That was a dope piece that you spit as well. Thank you so much. Do you have any final words before we close out the show tonight?
On point. Just want to thank everybody for coming through tonight. Literature always on point. Poetry, man, powerful poetry. And we rocked that shit out tonight. You know what I'm saying? Word. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Thank you guys so much for coming through and, you know, taking your time with us tonight. I feel like we accomplished what we set out to do, and that is to feel everyone's perspective, a vibe on summertime. And I felt the vibe tonight. How about you, King?
Yeah, we definitely laid it out there. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure.
Getting busy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's all good.
Yes, they did. And that's speed round, I could hardly contain myself. I could hardly contain myself the whole time that everybody was spitting. That was definitely fabulous, fabulous work the whole night. I really appreciate it. And again, meet us back here next week on Monday nights, 9 p.m. for King and Queen's Quarters. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And as always, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got a rat around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up. I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get over you. No matter what I tell myself, babe. Never thought I'd ever love. In my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we have for our children. I think about the way we laugh without a reason. I think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you? I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get over you.
Get over you, babe.
No matter what I tell myself. I don't know why. I think about us. I think about us. I think about us. Think about the way you laugh, girl.
I just took my socks off at Epiphany Radio.